the central area of Beirut, which at the end of the war was completely devastated.
Alexandra Asseli first came to Lebanon in 1966. She married a Lebanese man and raised her children in Lebanon. Then in 1975, Lebanon's civil war broke out.
During the war, I became very distressed about how is it possible that we as human beings can be from one day to another, go from nice, happy, joyful people into fighters, killers, destroyers.
So in 1988, Asseli came up with the idea for the Garden of Forgiveness. It was approved and then designed by two well-known architects and is located between archaeological relics and religious structures in the heart of Beirut. Over the years, the garden became a symbol of peace. In 2005, family members of September 11 victims visited the garden. They planted an olive tree and under it buried photos of loved ones who were killed in the attacks. But in 2006, with Lebanon at war again, work on the garden was suspended. The project is still stalled because of disagreements between the developer who owns the land and a nearby Lebanese army base. Last month, during the Feast of the Annunciation, a religious holiday celebrated by Christians and some Muslims, Lebanese gathered at the Nouria Shrine, just nearby, to express solidarity. The garden is situated on what was known during the Civil War as the Green Line. At the time, it separated Christian and Muslim parts of the city. Ziad Mikati of the Islamic Christian Foundation says it's the perfect site for the garden.
In this area where we have three cathedrals and three mosques around us is a sign from God to all of us that over here where the olive trees are growing and where God made the Annunciation very, very, very visible in this area to come together and start worshiping together for one cause, which is Lebanon.
During the ceremony, religious leaders read together and individuals from sects that once battled each other recounted the pain of their wartime experiences. Asseli hopes gatherings like this will keep the garden project alive. Paige Kolick for VOA News, Beirut.